bring this meeting to order on Monday, January 6th, 2025 at 6:02. This is Ingram City Council special called meeting tonight. Roll call. Robert?
Here.
Rocky?
Here.
Ray? Not here. David? Twanda? City staff Kelly is here and Stuart is here. Would anybody like to say the prayer? Twanda, would you like to say the prayer? Visitors and citizens forum, none. Consideration and possible action. Discuss bid received for McNeely College Street Rehab Project. Review the project engineer's award recommendation. A.
He has this recommendation 2A under consideration.
He added $28,000 there.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, we were at $192,000, what we had to make it.
Oh, he said recommended additional contingency fund.
What's the contingency fund?
I'm not sure, then he says total recommended.
Yeah, get him on the phone. Please.
Yes.
Sorry.
Huh? We're going to call
it. Sounded rude.
Because that wasn't what we didn't want to discuss, but it wasn't.
Hi, Luke. This is Kelly with the City of Ingram, along with the mayor and city council members.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Good. Thanks. So I think there are some questions about your recommendation, your letter of award recommendation.
Okay.
The total recommended cash reserve for the city is $192,000. I thought it was $142,000 or whatever.
$162,000. Well, it said right there $163,000.
$100,000.
We would have to come up with.
It is. I threw that the extra just for a small contingency. You know, in case something comes up we're not planning on. You know, if the street project is probably not likely, but we always like to have a little bit there just in case.
Okay, now the question I had about Aqua was what happens if they stick the tractor in the ground and the water line's right there? What happens then? They need to move their water line or?
Well, you know, like I said in the letter, it's probably going to be worth some time to pothole that line to see exactly how deep it is. The guy that I met thought it was maybe 2 feet deep, but he's was really not sure at all. I don't think he's ever seen that line uncovered. So,
I want to.
I guess I'm not sure how that's usually handled with water lines in town. If we have to contact Aqua directly or how we do that, but.
Okay, so who pays for the water line if it's not where it says it is?
Well, I mean, they have valves, so they're gonna know pretty well where it is. It's usually in the contract, in the specifications, where we show that the contractor is responsible for locating and protecting all utilities. So, you know, if they tear something up, it's gonna be on them, so. Okay.
Yeah, but he's saying that he wants $800 to remove each one of those?
Yeah, it's line item.
He wanted $800 for the city to pay for it, to move those water meters.
Move the meters. And the contractor that I mentioned, it's only, you know, if they completely disregard where the line is and they just tear it up, then they're responsible for fixing it. But if it's located and they know where it is, you know, they're not going to dig that deep. So that's what kind of why we kind of need to plan ahead a little bit.
We're going to have to raise them anyhow to bring them up or put them behind the curb.
Can you did you hear Robin?
They're going to either have to move them or put them behind the curb. They're not going to leave them out in the middle of the road.
For the meter boxes, yes. Some of those will have to be relocated, so.
So is that part of the $28,000 that you're talking about?
That would probably go towards part of that, yes.
Or was that, or would that be the contractor?
No, that would be the city's cost on the meters. So.
So we'd have to pay for it.
Correct.
I don't think that should have been figured and let us know before this.
So Luke, these two options.
Here, Twanda, let me.
Well, I turned one of them on.
I don't think you
can hear it. Okay. Luke, on these two options, the difference is that lines 14 through 15 are not included. I mean, 14 through 25 are not included in the second bid?
That's correct. So for College Street, that's lines 14 to 26.
Okay, so that's the second road. So you're saying that if we take the alternate bid, that College would not be done at all?
Right, yeah. If the city takes the deduct in the option number one, so I subtract out the 209-908 and your contract award for just McNeil Street is the 353-797-50. And then we end up with a budget, you know, contingency budget of $46,000. So there's no extra cash that the city would probably need to think about reserving for the project.
But we would also only get one street and not two.
That's correct.
Thank you.
So instead of we would have to come up with we'd have to come up with $193,000 to go ahead and
to do both streets.
I got it.
Yeah, at least 163. So, you know, to do both streets.
I don't see that we're gonna have a problem with that because we budgeted $100,000 for roads. And then we don't have full staffing in the police department. I mean, hopefully we will in the future, but we don't currently. So I would think that we would have some monies available, and it won't all come out at once. It'll come out over the project.
Right.
Yep. We've got it to do it with.
Yeah, we've got it.
And it needs to be fixed.
We got road.
And then that way it should be fixed right.
I think the biggest thing is that we have to contact Aqua Texas and get that straightened out before we begin construction.
Well, like you said, he said it's the contractors.
As long as the contractor does it, yeah.
Correct. Luke?
Say that again.
As long as they don't, if they rip the line out of the ground and if it's 2 inches deep and they didn't even try to look for it, it's the contractor's fault, right?
Right, yeah, they need to locate and protect the utilities. But with the curve we have on McNeil Street, you know, I think we're gonna wanna find out ahead of time whether we need to look at taking that out if the line's really shallow or not, so.
Right.
Well, maybe they'll be willing to fast track, as he says in his letter, the replacement of that line.
Correct.
Since we're gonna have it open and they won't have to pay for paving.
Right.
It should be a benefit to Aqua to do it that way.
That'll be a big benefit. Okay, so we just vote on this, Luke? Is that what?
Yeah, I guess if they wanna vote on, you know, how they wanna award it, either both streets or just McNeil Street. And then how we need to proceed with getting, you know, that existing line on McNeil located, so we know what we need to do with the curb and gutter on that street.
I'm ready to get it fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Any more questions?
I'm ready.
Any questions? Any good questions?
I'm ready to vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Need a motion to accept the, what is it, Luke?
Option two.
Option.
Which is the full contract.
Two, to do the full contract.
The full
yes.
contract, yeah. Option one is the full contract.
No, no. Option one only includes McNeil. Option two is the both streets. That's why option two requires money from the city.
Well, then. Okay, yeah. You just need a motion on the, is that what you want?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to take option two and do both streets. And then we'll deal with the contingency and the other with the city, the extra.
Okay. Which is how much? 563,705?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little more than what we had.
Need a second. Robert, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Luke.
Do you want me to try and contact Aqua about getting that line potholed, or how do we want to handle that?
That's your deal, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I'll give Jess a call again and see.
Or the contractor's job, or I mean, it's.
He's in charge of it, isn't he? He's the one who got the deal.
Yeah, and that is that the contractor or you?
Well, I mean, it's.
You're overseeing it, aren't you, Luke?
Oh no, I am. It's just that I want to know how deep it is, so that we can get a change order done to take the curb out if we have to. If it's really shallow.
And our preference would be that Aqua will go ahead and do the replacement, and they can avoid their paving cost.
Okay, and I'll see if I can get in contact with a. You know, some manager at Aqua Texas to see if they would be interested in replacing the line while we got the street torn up too.
Right.
Yeah. That way, don't want it ripped back up if they don't do it. They'll pay for it themselves if they rip it back up. We're not going to pay for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Luke.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, consideration possible action regarding option for the existing water line on McNeil Street as it related to the street rehab project. We just did that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Staff reports. You're the staff. You got any reporting?
We're still pushing ahead. Now we got John, a helper, hopefully.
Yes, Albert started 10 days ago, and then Dustin started today.
So, as soon as they can get it up, like I've got a house on Cooper, and I've got a house on the corner. closed, he was going to have a dozer in there, and he was going to clean that lot up. So I need to follow up with that. So
there's awesome.
Pretty good. 6-10 more. They got rid of all that wood and junk cars, so we're making headway. All
right. Cleaning it up.
Cleaning it up.
All right. Executive session. Okay. We're going to go in executive session now, I guess. City Council may, as permitted by law, adjourn.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Could you explain a little bit about what just happened?
Can I give this to him? Or is it confidential?
Well, no. I think you should give him this, that Luke's.
Yes, I have an extra.
Luke's page, that first page.
Which one? This one?
This one. Yes.
College.
And this?
McNeil and College.
Okay.
And you approved the contract?
Yes, we approved the contract.
Was it 553?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We're only going to have to come up with $192,000 on the deal of the whole project. We have a grant for the other.
For the $500,000.
For the $500,000 deal, but we've got to come up with.
Well, the engineer took $100,000 of it. So we got $400,000 to play with.
Yeah, so we're having to come up with $193,000 to finish out the contract.
There's some numbers here.
I guess giving that to Luke. That was the bid, huh?
Yes, and I have extras in my office.
And we might take out the curb, the concrete curb, which is 40.
No, the curb's staying in there.
Well, but if the water line, that's what he just said. It depends on where the water line's at.
If they have to move them, they need to move them behind the curb.
I would agree, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Move behind the curb, and that's on the contractor. He should have did that. I mean, in his deal.
Well, that's kind of where I look at it too, because it floods all those houses every
that's
time
it
rains.
Absolutely. I mean,
we'll figure.
They got to move them.
We might have to figure out with Aqua. We might have a little.
There may be a little bit
of water lines up in the air.
Yeah. Well, they throw that in on top of it, but we're gonna get it hashed out with them. But the thing is,
we're gonna
hash. Go ahead and prove it when it gets started.
Okay, well, I'll do my best. And
the water line information is here. Yeah. He says, I think we have a couple options for McNeil Street. This is all Aqua.
We got to approve it because of the grants in it and everything else.
Yeah, we had to approve it to
because we don't want to lose our grant.
And we didn't do the job with the grant, so we had to go ahead.
And the grant is through the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Okay. Well, right.
And it was in the paper previously because it's been a year since we got that grant.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you coming.
Just took a long time coming.
City Council may, as permitted by law, adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any matter listed above if they meet qualifications in section 551.071. Consultation with attorney 551.072, deliberation regarding real property 551.073, deliberation regarding prospective gift. Never seen that one in there. 551.074, personnel matters 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices and security audits 551.087, deliberation regarding economic development and negotiation, and 551.089, deliberation regarding security devices or security audits of Chapter 551 of the Texas Local Government Code. And we are going to adjourn at 6:22.